Of course, when it comes to wildfire, all of our attention these days is focused on Northern California, where over 40 have died and thousands of buildings have been destroyed. Now, as residents there are beginning to return to what's left of their homes, many are beginning to file claims with their insurance companies. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero reports, here in the mountains of eastern Madera County, many homeowners there say they're losing their insurance just at a time they could need it the most.
Frank Eland lives in an area near Corscold in the foothills of eastern Madera County that insurance companies call a fire-prone zone. He says in the past 3 years, his homes have gone without insurance after being dropped by companies 3 times.
They don't look at the property, they look at their map, and they say no. On the other house, they never canceled it. But they did raise the rates from $700 a year to over $2,000 a year.
In response, he's fireproofed the couple acres he lives on, surrounded by dry grass and oak trees. He's mowed it down to the stubs, put gravel around his home, and used cement siding on his house instead of wood. He's even gone further than most people. That's him turning over his own personal fire truck. He's had to use it once to put out a fire on his neighbor's property.
Their fence was on fire. So I went down, banged on their door. The pump was not working, so they had no water. So I came home and got the fire truck, went down and put their fence fire out.
But he says that's still not enough to get affordable home insurance. Eland is just one of many in the area in a similar bind. In August, Bass Lake resident Teresa Wilson says her insurance dropped her three-story home after 22 years.
I've only had one claim in all of those years with my insurance company, and they wouldn't even talk to me, just the non-renew, and that was that. My insurance went from $1,400 a year to $3,200 a year.
The increases and the non-renewal notices stem from a few things. Brian Harper with Farmers Insurance in Oakhurst says his company predicted 5 years ago that the area would burn because of poor forest management and because of the effects of climate change, millions of dead trees and overgrown brush.
The insurance companies, not just farmers, but other insurance companies as well, had the foresight to say, something's changing. You know, we were in the middle of a drought. It seems to be that is the logical reason that they saw it coming. And then, of course, we have a bunch of fires that totally vindicates all the changes that they've made.
Harper says insurance companies have to assess how much risk they can take on. As a result, companies are either doing nothing, sending out non-renewal notices, raising premiums, or not taking on new clients. Another issue insurance companies are factoring in is that the Madera County Fire Department is short-staffed. Nancy Corprich doubles as the county's fire chief and the CAL FIRE unit chief for Madera, Mariposa, and Merced.
There's just not enough volunteers and there's not enough fire engines to meet the need in the underserved but populated areas of Madera County.
About half of Madera County's 17 fire stations have at least one full-time firefighter. The others rely on volunteer firefighters, and most of them only have one volunteer. The county also has a partnership with CAL FIRE that helps augment the shortage. But the crews with CAL FIRE are pulled across the state when fires spark, like they are currently.
If we had another large fire in Madera or Mariposa, our resources are going to be at minimal levels. We're down to not just our backups, but even what we would consider our next backups. One person on a fire engine is a dangerous situation.
And insurance companies don't see a station with one firefighter as a resource that can do much. Across the industry, companies have different formulas to calculate risk. This, combined with climate change and the health of the forests, raised that risk. The county tried to pass a measure earlier this year for a sales tax that would have used the funds collected to hire more full-time firefighters. It didn't pass. Janet Reese is a California representative with the Insurance Information Institute. She says insurance companies really do want to help people, but have to make sure they have enough funds to protect those they represent.
The main thing is that we want to be able to pay our claims. We want to rebuild. We want to help people recover. So we are anticipating how much we can each handle.
Reese says when a homeowner's insurance is dropped or premiums are raised, they should shop around with local agents and then online because there are affordable options out there. She says it may take time to find one and to think of the process like shopping for auto insurance.
People don't think about that in a home. They tend to shop a lot for insurance on auto, but on a home, they sometimes don't think about, hey, I should go shopping. I should find out what else is out there.
For people like Frank Eland, who have shopped around and still can't find an affordable option, they're just going without insurance. He also doesn't have a mortgage.
I figure I can take care of it myself. Rolling the dice. I'm not worried about fire coming at me from the outside. My risk is fire from the inside by something going wrong here.
But for those who still have a mortgage and are having insurance issues, they'll have to take a higher premium, no matter the cost. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.